The allure of the open road has attracted countless Americans and has been the subject of numerous classic adventures on film. A new documentary just released on DVD hits all the right mileposts, fashioning a modern-day buddy road movie into a genuine American odyssey story. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. Ryan Stephen Green spent years following and filming a pair of automobile novices as they attempt to drive a broken-down 1972 VW bus from Iowa to California. Ryan Green's film is called Circle the Wagon, and I'm delighted to have him on the program this morning. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. I'm delighted to be here. Thank you for having me, Charles.
Thanks for joining us by phone from Los Angeles. I have to say, as an admirer of classic and modern films about the West, you had me at the title, Circle the Wagon. It's a fascinating, multi-layered film, and I'm wondering if you could just sum up briefly for us the story of these two guys and their journey.
Yeah, so Dave and Charlie are both friends of mine. We all met freshman year at USC, and Dave is just like you see him in the film. He is an adventurous spirit, always looking for the next thing to do. And so when we graduated, he actually moved to New York City, but after a couple of years, wanted to come back to Southern California. Anybody else doing the same would buy a plane ticket. Dave, that's not enough for Dave. Dave bought a VW bus on eBay, sight unseen, flew out to Iowa to pick it up, and Circle the Wagon was not born at that moment. He actually attempted to get it to L.A. first before Circle the Wagon was born. He had an aborted effort from Des Moines, Iowa to Tulsa, left the bus in Tulsa, and flew back to L.A. after having broken down four times already in a matter of hours, figuring that the experiment was a failure. When he got back to Southern California, that he and Charlie started throwing around ideas, hey, maybe we could rescue this bus. They discovered the Heirs List and this whole thriving community of Volkswagen enthusiasts across the USA. That started, you know, conversation about maybe we could shoot something on this. Hey, Ryan is a guy that knows cameras. He makes films. Let's talk to him. And then quite literally a month after that first conversation with me, we were on the road with an RV and a crew of five and cameras, and we had called pretty much all of the Heirs List members along Route 66 between Tulsa and Los Angeles.
And the Heirs List is, let people know what that stands for.
Sure, the Heirs List is the reason this film was made. It stands for Air-Cooled Interstate Rescue Squad. And it is a...
what a great name.
Yeah, it's an online listserv, I guess, of Volkswagen owners who are willing to help other Volkswagen owners who break down in their area. So all their information is just posted online, and if you break down in Tulsa, say, you could call up, you know, Bob Nelson, and Bob will come out with his parts and his bus, and he'll help you get back on the road, or if you need a place to stay that night, he might put you up for the night. And it's all just based on goodwill. And so we exploited this community to the utmost with Circle the Wagon. Not out of maliciousness, just out of the fact that we had a bus that wouldn't run for more than a couple hours without breaking down again.
Yeah, we
needed all the help to keep it going.
We should mention that Dave did not purchase a vintage restored VW bus. He purchased a bus that just barely moved and was rusted and beat up and falling apart. And so it was quite an odyssey. I know this was planned as a two-week journey from Oklahoma to California, and you were going to follow along and make this film, this two-week adventure, which then became perhaps the longest road trip in all of movies.
I don't know that a bus has ever gone slower down Route 66 than the Croc. Yeah, 2 weeks seemed like, as Dave states in the film, seemed like more than enough time. Dave and Charlie had planned out the whole thing. We had planned on meeting way more people than we ever could have in a two-week span. If the bus had run, it wouldn't have been that interesting of a film. You know, it's just a film about getting to know the Volkswagen community. The wrinkle came when the bus just wouldn't run. It picked up right where it left off on that initial trip from Des Moines to Tulsa and just broke down literally every day, if not multiple times a day.
Yeah, I'm laughing because these two guys, Dave and Charlie, let's just say they have absolutely no mechanical capabilities or background, we should say that. And that's part of the humor of the film, is that these guys are coaxing this bus along with the help of a lot of strangers to them, but which become very tight friends along the way because they're often stuck in towns and places along Route 66 for much longer than they had planned. I'm wondering, when you start a film as a documentary filmmaker, I mean, you started with this idea that it would be interesting to explore the subculture of VW bus owners, but as the film goes from this two-week journey to what becomes a more than four-year journey trying to get this bus back to California, and obviously the production strings out and people disappear for a while and come back together, at what point did you think, you know, I'm really tapping into something here that is much more iconically American than maybe just this subcultural film I thought I was going to make?
I'm not sure how to answer that question except to say I try not to think about such things. I try to keep my head down and do my work. It was enough on this film, actually, to just maintain that thread of hope that someday it would be finished, you know. Because, yeah, when production does drag on, you know, Dave is traveling around the world, and obviously the film is completely dependent on his story. Yeah. And so after the second attempt, the first attempt where cameras are rolling, so when we went to Tulsa, you know, we're expecting that the bus is going to make it back to L.A., and when it doesn't, when we're pretty much our time, our two-week span is up, our money is out, and we're still 1,000 miles away from L.A., at that point, we're like, well, you know, maybe 6 months we'll be back and I can just continue the film as if there's no gap, you know, as if we never stopped the road trip. And at some point that shelf life expires because Dave and Charlie look older. The bus has faded even more. Now it has a cracked windshield because some drunk wandered by with a brick in his hand. There's no way to fake the fact that 4 years have gone by and the bus has just been sitting there.
Well, that's part of the charm of the story, I think, is that the bus itself, which they had nicknamed the Croc, had gotten muraled along the way by an artist in one of the towns and, I guess, broke down almost for good in Tucumcari, New Mexico, and a kindly motel owner let them park it there for several years, and it almost became this cult symbol that tourists are stopping to see the Croc, and they're wanting to get their pictures taken with it, and they're signing the sides of this bus. It seems like at some point, you know, the film takes on this almost mythic quality of odyssey.
I wish I had known about those things while they were happening. There was very little filming taking place in that four-year gap. So just to explain quickly, the four-year gap, meaning the first road trip where the cameras were rolling, was in 2007. And then we resumed filming in 2011, and I'll say finished filming. How about that? But yeah, I only found out kind of after the fact just to what extent the Croc had become kind of this mini celebrity in Tucumcari, New Mexico, which is not a large city. It's a very, very small town. I actually did extensive searches on Google Images and Picasa and Flickr and any place I could think of with every combination of Volkswagen bus Tucumcari, hippie bus Tucumcari, Blue Swallow bus, just to try and find photos that were taken during that four-year span. And I came up with almost 70 photos from complete strangers having stopped and just signed the bus and then posted the photos on their page.
Amazing.
And I contacted each one of them individually to ask permission to use their photos, and of course everybody was more than happy to do so. So all those photos in the middle of the film are from complete strangers, except for the ones that are called out with a lower third that came from friends of ours that had stopped to see the Croc as well.
You had traveled in 2007 and 2011 following this journey with these guys in a chase vehicle and your film crew. Did that journey affect you in some way similar to what the lead characters in your film are affected by their journey?
I never realized until I sat down and watched the film with an audience, I think, to what extent the film itself is a metaphor for making the film.
Mm.
Of course, every documentarian, I guess, and every documentary has that temptation of turning the camera on the crew and making the story about the making of the film. I never did that in Circle the Wagon. I will admit I was tempted, especially when, you know, you're nearing the end of your rope and the bus won't run. Maybe there's something else more fascinating we can look at. But despite that, watching the film now, wow, just you fall off the horse, you get back up and ride again. You know, things don't work out. You just do whatever you can to keep it going. yeah, I mean, those road trips, special for me, obviously I had a different experience of them than Dave and Charlie. They got to be in front of camera having experiences with strangers, and I was behind the camera making the film, and that always colors your experience of anything. But very nostalgic for both of those trips. I mean, I can't think that this film has not just marked all of our lives for the rest of our lives just by providing the stories and just 6 years worth of, you know, just knocking heads together, trying to get it done, talking about it, thinking about it, hoping, you know, waiting for the day that it would be done. I mean, our lives are all different as a result of that, definitely.
And now you have this great testament, this document that's complete. And I think that completeness is also a part of the tale that your lead character at one point shares a little bit about his life, of things he started but never finished. And this became a rite of passage for him, that he needed to get this bus back to L.A. The original plan had to be completed so that he could see the full circle, which brings the film a really beautiful arc, too, and one that parallels what you went through. As an independent filmmaker, I wanted to ask you, this is a brave new world we're in, and there are all sorts of new tools for when you make a film like this without studio support or major distribution. And you seem to be expertly maneuvering all the varied channels that there are to get your film out there. You've been on the festival circuit, but tell us a little bit about what your plan is now that the film has traveled through the festivals, and how are you going to get this out to the public?
So we've been able to pick up 3 distributors. We're very happy about that. I didn't know what to expect in that realm, but the response to the film has been very good. And even from the distributors that passed, we got very good responses from them, and they're waiting for the next film from me. So that's very exciting as well. So we signed with Devolver Digital of Austin for our digital and VOD. We have a DVD distributor for North America in Brink. And then we have a UK distributor as well. And he actually found our film last year and waited almost a year from the time that, you know, it started showing in festivals till now to finally sign with us as we cleared our chain of title and did our festival run and all that stuff. He was very patient. So we're very happy to be on board with Future Artists of Manchester, England as well.
Fantastic. Well, it truly is a charming film and very endearing and touching and inspiring in many ways. So films like this, I know, rely heavily on word of mouth and now social media and all the other channels you have for getting the word out. So I'm very happy that we could help spotlight this wonderful film, and congratulations and best of luck on your rollout of the film to the public.
Thank you so much, Charles. Yeah.
My guest today has been director Ryan Stephen Green. His documentary film, Circle the Wagon, is a wonderful blend of buddy film, cross-country road trip odyssey, and loving portrait of a unique American subculture, vintage Volkswagen owners. Circle the Wagon has racked up a number of impressive festival screenings across the country and has just become available on DVD directly from the filmmakers at CircleTheWagon.com. Beginning at the end of July, you can stream Circle the Wagon via most online streaming services. Just remember that Wagon is spelled W-A-G-E-N. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.